Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Wow, I am going to be honored shortly. I'm going to try to reach out to him again. His name is Marcus Miller. He's a winner of the Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Jazz Album of 2001. He's a New Yorker. You might have heard him playing with Wynton Marsalis, a jazz pianist for Miles Davis. He played bass with him at a very young age. He's proficient at clarinet, piano, bass guitar. He played with Luther Vandross, David Sanborn, Aretha Franklin, Roberta Flack. He has played with so many, I can't even name them all. And then he ended up producing for Miles Davis. He's written for movies. You might have remembered the song Doing the Butt. That was him. And also for books, one of my favorite books, The Trumpet of the Swan. He did some music for that. So I'm going to reach out to him and let you listen to his music, okay? He definitely is a Renaissance man. He has so many skills and talents. As I mentioned before, the different instruments he plays, not only being a musician, but also producing, and not just producing albums, but for films and books. You can call in if you're listening, 646-929-0368. Let me know what your favorite song of his is, if you have any of his albums. I'm going to be giving away a copy of his album, Renaissance. So you want to follow me at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. M Squared was his first release of the new millennium, and that's the one that won the Grammy. I'm not sure if you guys know about that. And also was selected by Jazz Is as one of the 10 best CDs of that year. Okay, thank you, everybody. We're back, and I have my special guest with me, Marcus Miller. Like, wow, I am so honored. This man has been on stage with, as I mentioned to you before, Miles Davis. Miles Davis, what? Can I touch your hand or your musical notes or what? I mean, this is crazy. You know, he's right now on his new album, Renaissance, as I mentioned to you. Ruben Blades is on there, Gretchen Parlato, Dr. John. I love his funky voice. On the tightrope song. So let's just start from the beginning, because many people, the younger generation, may not be aware. You are truly a Renaissance man. I mean, you have so many mad skills. You're a producer, you're a musician, you're a writer for movies, for books. One of my favorite books, The Trumpet of the Swan. I used to love that book when I was little.
Wow. Wow. You remember that?
I remember that. So what's your favorite hat
to
wear?
I started, man, back like in the late 70s. I was very young. Started like at 15, 16 years old. But and I'm from New York, so there's a lot of opportunities, musical opportunities in New York. So I've been blessed to have some really, really great experiences in this music world.
I mean, you are just, what's your favorite hat to wear, though? Because you have all these skills. And right now I read something like you're juggling like 8 different projects right now. What's your favorite hat to wear?
If you had to make me choose, I like being on the stage playing music for people. You know, that's where it all kind of begins. And then everything else is just an extension of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Different ways of bringing music to people, you know, CD, radio or producing or whatever, but, you know, in the end, it's really just getting that music to people, and I like being able to see them react right there in front of you.
Now, how did you get together for this album? How did you get to Ruben and Gretchen and them? Did you just call them up and say, hey, can you help me out with this, or how did you get them to work on this album with you?
Yeah, that's what I did, exactly like you said. You know, somebody called me and said, Ruben Blaze, man, is interested in working with you. He would love to work with you. So I was working on the album already, and I said, oh, that would be beautiful. I have exactly the right song for him. And the same with Gretchen Parlato, who's a beautiful singer, jazz singer, who lives in New York. So we hooked up that way.
Let me play some of the Ruben Blaze songs for the people. Let me just play a little bit of that for them so they can hear that.
I was listening to the radio and I heard that Janelle Monáe song,
mm-hmm.
Tightrope.
Yeah.
I said, man, I would like to flip that. I would like to put a little more New Orleans flavor on that. And then I was saying to myself, who could I get whose voice would bring that New Orleans thing home? And
yeah.
I said, Dr. John, because his voice, you know, he just says three words and you start. You know,
right.
Jumbo and all that, you know?
I know. You could, like, smell the air.
That's how it went down, you know?
Yeah, you're back up. Full show, shut it down. Full, we gon' go back to it. Back up. Whether we high or low, we gon' get back up. Like Dow Jones and NASDAQ. Kinda like a song in that crap. Come on.
Wonderful song. You know, one of my favorites off of this album is the Go Ray song. I really like that song a lot. Tell me what your thoughts were while you were making that song, and what should we be envisioning or while we're listening? Because I have my own idea, but I want to hear what you have to say.
We did a concert in Senegal, Africa, about a year and a half ago. And the day before the concert, they took us for a ferry ride 10 minutes off the coast to this island of Gore. And on the island is a museum, but it's basically a house. It's called a Maison des Esclaves, a slave house. And this was where they would take the captured Africans, and they would keep them there, stockpile them there for about 3 months, fatten them up, and get them ready to take that journey across the Atlantic into slavery. So a very emotional tour, and I wrote the song about that experience. Also, there was a doorway on the other side in the back of the house that led to the sea. You could see the sea through this doorway. And after 3 months, they would lead these Africans through this doorway onto the ship. And once they went through that doorway, that was the end of their African experience. That was the end, last time they'd see Africa. But it also struck me that doorway was basically the beginning of African Americans as well. So the song was about how we as African Americans have been able to overcome those really horrible beginnings to achieve everything we've achieved here in the States. So it's called Gore. That's what it's all about, though.
Yeah, there's a crescendo. I mean, there's a build to it. And, you know, if you don't know that background story, you know, it could be a build to, as you said, a new beginning or the end of something. I mean, so it's both in there. Even without knowing that story, you know there's this energy behind it of a beginning and an end, something opening, something closing. You know, I mean, for me, that's the way I felt when I was listening to it. You know what I mean?
No, that's beautiful. That's what, you know, that's what you hope is that even if people don't know the story, they can feel just what you described. So I'm very glad that you felt that. Thank you.
A musical family. My cousin's Christian McBride. My uncle's Lee Smith. My dad used to manage a jazz club, so I've been listening to jazz since I've been waddling around, so to speak. I may not know all the history, but when I hear certain tunes and tones and things, it triggers like memories,
right.
You know, for me, you know, and especially listening to
that's
the
most important thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's some of your favorite memories in touring and working with people? What's your favorite person to work with in the past?
Well, I really love working with Luther Vandross. You know, he and I met when we were in Roberta Flack's band together, and I played on his first demo, which was Never Too Much. And I remember when he got his first record deal, and we worked on music for like 25 years together. You know, we wrote a lot of music together. We wrote Aretha Franklin's Jump to It way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote a lot of hit songs for him, to my baby.
The Power of Love, won the Grammy.
Yeah, so it was really a beautiful experience, especially since I saw it from the very beginning. You know.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, working with Miles was beautiful because I caught him towards the end of his career, towards the end of his life, but I got to see and hear him talk about all those experiences, you know what I mean, from the 40s all the way through 1991 when he passed. So that's very important to me as well.
Yeah, you were able to soak up all that knowledge and his memories and use that in your music. And
I could see what was important to him, you know what I mean, because if you live that incredible a life, you know, you're not going to remember every detail. So the things that he did remember were really interesting to me. You know what I mean? He remembered when he was 19, when he first met Charlie Parker, when he first came to New York. Charlie Parker was like the inventor of bebop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was really important to him. He used to talk about that all the time. You know, he talked about when the police, these racist policemen beat him up in New York in the 50s, early 50s. You know? And so those kind of things that stuck with him. And so it was really amazing to see, you know, what things lasted in his memory.
Yeah. I want to play Redemption. This is another song from your album Renaissance, and then we can talk a little bit about that, okay?
Thank you.
Wow. So what are you looking for redemption? I mean, did you do something? What's going on, Marcus?
You know what it is that everybody's been going through such a difficult time in the last 3 or 4 years, and a lot of people I know all over the world are getting to that point where they're just starting to lose hope, you know, and the song is really about looking into yourself and finding those qualities about yourself that are special and confirming for yourself that you do have something important to offer and to keep your head up, really. So it's really more about encouragement and kind of hanging in there. Things are going to get better.
That's an important message, especially for artists of any medium, whether you're a musician, dancer, theater, because the business is tough. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you driven, Marcus? And you've been at so many highs. What do you say to the young cats who are, you know, coming up and like, I can't get a gig, or, you know, how do I get in this band? Or, you know, is redemption their song?
Yeah.
Is that their hope?
Yeah, well, it's about, you know, the melody that you just heard is really a searching melody, you know what I mean? And it's, but the bass line is where the encouragement is. Just keep going. Don't give up. It's really difficult, especially for an artist. You know, we live in a society and a culture that doesn't really try to help out artists. You know,
no.
There are other countries
like
France, where if you establish yourself as an artist, you know, there's money you can get, there's support you can find. But here in our country, you know, everybody's kind of on their own. And so I encourage musicians not only develop their craft, but figure out how to promote yourself on Facebook and
Twitter and all these places.
Yeah, sell your CD on the gig, you know what I mean, and then go to a record company and tell them, look, my first album, man, I sold 5,000 CDs out the back of my car, you know what I mean? All I need you to do is just blow some air into something I've already established, you know what I mean? So these are the kind of things that musicians these days, not just musicians, but all artists have to do. You got to be a self-promoter, you got to be an artist. It's not easy.
You got to be a hustler. I mean, that's what you're saying. You got to be a hustler out there for your
up.
Craft.
That's really
you know, because nobody else is going to believe in you but yourself. You're going to believe in yourself the most, more than anybody else. You have the
it
most.
It used to be that, you know, you'd be playing in a club. Some cat, Clive Davis or Dr. George Butler, would walk in the club, you know, some executive from a record company and say, hey, I'm going to make you a star, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't really go down like that much these days. You know, you really got to create it on your own.
Right, right. So now let me play a little bit. This is Slipping Into Darkness. This is from War, actually. But this is your version from your new album, Renaissance. Now, why did you choose that one out of all the songs that I'm sure you've heard in your lifetime to put on this album, Renaissance?
You know, you're walking down the street and that bass line is just dancing in my head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what, it must be here for a reason. I think it's time for me to do a cover of this song. So it doesn't really get that deep. You know, it's just, I don't know why, it just kind of in my head like a theme song, you know.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I'm going to do some silly stuff with you real quick, and I know you got to go, but I like to do this with artists just to, you know, give the fans a taste of who they are. So do you like peanut butter and jelly or turkey and cheese?
Turkey and cheese.
Yeah. Are you a runner or a walker?
I'm a runner.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is any color as long as it's combined with black. I love
wow.
the relationship between black and other colors.
What's your favorite country you visited?
Favorite country I visited? Senegal, Africa.
Senegal, Africa. Well, Marcus Miller, thank you so much for coming on today. I really wish you much success with this album. Thank you for taking the time out. I know you're so busy. Hopefully I'll see you in Philadelphia this coming weekend. You're playing at the World Cafe Live?
Yeah, we're going to be there, I think, on Sunday. So hopefully I'll see you there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank your whole team. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You do the same. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with Marcus Miller, amazing, extraordinaire musician, Grammy winner. I mean, wow, he has so many hats that he has worn and will continue to wear. But he has a new album, Renaissance. You can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm going to be giving away a copy of his album. So you want to become a fan or follow on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening today.